This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
I'm the doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I think I need some of you guys' advice here. Okay, I don't do a lot of sports betting. I try not to gamble. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, right? I live in Las Vegas, and, you know, my father gambled, and not very successfully. And so I've kind of had a mini aversion to gambling, but I've also had a fascination with it. You know, when it's in your genes, it's in your genes. And when you live in Vegas, you know, when you first turn 21, you're like, okay, I can go to the tables myself, and then you win. It's very euphoric when you win gambling. Okay? And then, you notice, wait a second, you know, now I'm, you know, losing $20, and $20 is a lot of money. Look how long it took me to make $20. I mean, I was making, what, $4 an hour at Jack in the Box when I was in my 20s, right? I was making maybe $6 an hour when I worked for the EPA. So back then, if I lost $20, that was a lot. So I, luckily for me, didn't really get the whole gambling bug. And it's been very easy to live in Las Vegas and not gamble. All right? But now we're talking sports. And many of you guys know that I like to predict, you know, who's going to win with sports based on the NFL injury report. Now, I had an issue week one, but with week two, I thought the Cardinals were going to win. I thought the Raiders were going to win. I thought the Chiefs were going to win. I thought the Falcons were going to win. I thought the Dolphins were going to win. So you guys see my point. And so what I did is I decided to put my money where my mouth is, okay? And there's this app. I had no idea this app existed. Okay, this is how bad I am. Station Casinos in Las Vegas. I don't know if you know much about Las Vegas, but the Las Vegas Strip is absolutely exquisite. It's fat. It's phenomenal. The tourists love to go there. But where do the locals like to go? Well, the locals, they like to go to the Strip also, the main resort corridor. But we also like to go to the local places. And Station Casinos has, I guess, this, a whole bunch of hotels, like Red Rock Station, Palace Station, Sunset Station. And, they, you know, they offer a lot of meal deals, and they really know how to attract locals. And so I have for years, if I've had to put a bet on, you know, sports, and I have, you know, whether it was betting on the Patriots or a Super Bowl or whatever. Yes, I know the Cowboys lost. I'm very well aware that the Cowboys lost. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. But we're not going to talk about that right now. But, I tell my husband, let's go put a bet, like on Mayweather, right? On the Mayweather fight weeks ago. And he's like, well, why? Why go all the way down there just to win $8? You know, I mean, we're not betting big money. We're just betting, you know, $40, $50, $100. If all we're doing is that, why just to win $8? Well, you know, that really bothered me because I'm like, $8 is still $8. And so I guess Station Casinos has this app. Now, I don't know if you guys are able to use it not listening in Las Vegas. Apparently, I think you're only allowed to use the app and bet on the Nevada Gaming Commission, I believe, only allows you to bet in Nevada when you're in Nevada. That's why we don't have lottery and things like that. But what's very interesting about this is you don't get embarrassed going up the window saying, look, I'm just going to put $20 on this game. You know, I really think the Patriots are going to win. I thought the Patriots were going to win, right? Almost, you know, 100% of their games last season. If I would have won $8 every time I bet on them, $8 times how many games? That could have been some pretty money. So I guess what I'm long-windedly telling you about is now I have this little app where I could very secretly put money on, you know, the Lions or the Bears or, you know, the Patriots or the Cowboys or whatever. It could be as little as I want, okay? And if I win $5 or $10, it adds up. It has like a little bank. And I'm kind of loving this thing. I am really loving this thing. And this isn't a commercial. A station's not a sponsor or anything. I'm not doing this as a commercial. But what I'm bringing up is I'm now getting a little nervous. Because this makes it so easy to place your bets. And when I was winning over the weekend, right, with, you know, Chiefs winning, the Falcons winning, the Redskins winning, so everybody I put some money on, and I just put a little bit of money on $20 bets, they were winning. Now you're like, oh, okay, I won. Let me take my winnings and put on something else. And so I guess the reason why I'm bringing this up is be very, very careful of these apps. And I had no idea that these sports phone apps existed. Apparently, you know, you could bet online. There's multiple places that allow you to bet online. I just didn't think I was allowed to do that in Nevada. Apparently, Nevada has different rules, and understandably so. But now that it's on my phone, I'm sitting there looking at this, all right, and I'm looking at the games coming up, and it's like, well, I could just put an easy $10 on this game, or an easy $10 on that. And so I guess, you know, if you're only going to make $8 on a game, you know, and you have to bet $20, it's a crappy bet. Anybody else would tell you no. But if you really think the Patriots are going to kick some major butt, and, you know, it's Tom Brady, you know, why wouldn't he? You know, fine, win that $8. But be very, very careful. It is very addictive. The euphoria of winning, whether it's winning in a sport or winning, you know, gambling or winning an argument with your spouse, the euphoria makes it very addictive. You know, now, I don't know if they've ever done a study where if you win a fight against your spouse, okay, are you more prone to argue with them so you win again? Now, I'm one of those ones that get a lot of euphoria from competition and winning. But when it comes to my husband and Corey, I get more euphoric, him leaving me the hell alone, right? You know, and just going, honey, you're right. So if you are in a relationship such as that where you think your spouse has that, you know, euphoria win and they're going to be coming after you because they want to win, tell them they won. Tell them, you want to know what? I don't want to fight you because you're right and, you know, you won this one. And they're like, oh, okay, good, I feel good. And then they walk away and then, you know, you're done, see? All right, well, I'll let you know what I do with my little STN sports app. I'm really excited about it. See? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so some of you guys are getting all excited about enrolling in your healthcare.gov or Obamacare plan. Yeah, it still exists. You know, we were all thinking, oh, great, you know, Trump's going to make it into the White House and we'll be done with Obamacare and our insurance rates are going to go down and everything's going to be wonderful. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And unfortunately, Obamacare is still here. Still the law of the land. And 2018 open enrollment is running from November 1st to December 15th, just like it usually is, okay? There may be a special enrollment period depending on the certain insurance companies, but open enrollment is still coming up November 1st. And a study came out last week saying that the number of American workers with high deductible health insurance plans rose by 3.2% in 2016, okay, to 24.8 million people. So even as, okay, even after Obama has left office, okay, all right, we still see the devastation when it comes to our deductibles. And some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I like Obamacare, so, you know, be nice. No. Listen, okay, I'm not ripping on the president. I am ripping on Obamacare, and I'm allowed to rip on Obamacare, right? Because I think it was one of the worst bills ever written, and I think it really screwed up our healthcare system even more than it ever has. Some of you think it had to be. Some of you think, look, we finally had to have a health insurance, you know, type of system that says you cannot, you know, exclude pre-existing conditions. And I get that. I get the logic. And others are saying, well, that was, you know, one of the major things that really screwed this up. You know, and so we can never go back, and nobody wants to go back, so now what do we do? And, you know, for those of you thinking that way, you're right. You know, us now, you know, trust me, I have some pre-existing conditions of my own. Okay, I mean, you know, you guys have heard about my medical issues, right? So I've had, you know, the dermoid tumor with the ovary. You know, I have hemorrhoids, I have, you know, I don't know, I got a big tushy, you know, the boobs droop, you know, and so for me, I got some pre-existing things. So I really don't want to be paying for an insurance company that says, sorry, it's pre-existing, so we'll only cover something new. You know, well, with the exception of dementia, God forbid, I really don't know how much new, you know, things I'm going to get. And so something did have to be done. The only thing is it was done so quickly and without any proper planning of how to introduce such a bombshell to the health insurance industry that now we're screwed with these high premiums and high deductible insurance plans. So they say, according to drugs.com, premium prices rose modestly for people. Well, we're talking over the last year. Okay, it's because the premiums skyrocketed, and now they're continuing to rise, but maybe not as much as the initial skyrocketing. But their deductibles rose 10% on average, according to University of Minnesota researchers. They said high deductible health plans are increasingly becoming the norm in commercial insurance, and there is every reason to expect this trend to continue. One of you that follow me on Facebook asked to explain, you know, what the difference is between the premiums and the deductibles and the coinsurance really quickly. So your premiums is what you pay every month. Okay, that's your premiums. Okay, you are paying a premium. Do you own a car for it? Are you building equity? Are you building anything with that? No, it's a premium. It's a payment you make. Okay, that's a premium. A deductible with an insurance company is a very, very shrewd, I don't know why we put up with it. I really don't know why we put up with this crap. But it is a very shrewd strategy from an insurance company saying, look, we are going to pay for your health care. You're paying us a premium. We're going to pay for our health care. But we will only start kicking in our payments after you meet your deductible. All right, well, what's my deductible? $50. I mean, I've already given you premiums. $100. What is it? Well, according to your plan here, it is $12,000. $12,000. What does that mean? That means after you come out of pocket, $12,000, then the insurance that you're paying premiums for will start kicking in. Well, but my premiums are about $1,200 a month. So what am I paying the premiums for? Well, you're paying the premiums so that we promise that we will help you after you pay your $12,000 deductible. Oh, hell no. Okay, but remember, you have a coinsurance. A coinsurance of what? 50%. Well, what the hell does that mean? Well, well, that means, if you are getting, let's say, a CAT scan, and the CAT scan is about $1,000, and your deductible has been met, okay, but you have a coinsurance, we will pay $500 of that, and you pay the other $500. So, okay, so if any of you have any sort of business savvy or are economically smart, you would think this is the biggest crap, you know, purchase, and you're getting totally snowed on this, and it's a waste of money. And you're right. Unless you get diagnosed with cancer. unless you get into a major accident, you don't have MedPay on your insurance, or you don't have enough coverage, or something really bad happens to you. You know, you have a part of your colon perforate from a diverticular perforation, and now you're in the hospital with sepsis, or you have an appendicitis that blows, or a heart attack. Now, that $12,000 deductible, and I mean, you'll have to, I don't know, borrow and, you know, put in your life savings or whatever, will then allow your insurance to now kick in. And so many people are like, look, I just can't trust what my body will do. And you know, unfortunately, the higher the deductible the plans, the less likely you are to go to the doctor for regular visits. So then something, so if you're like feeling some chest pain, you're like, nah, you know, I'm going to have to spend at least $500 out of pocket because my deductible's so high and the doctor's going to charge something up front that I might as well just, you know, crap, you know, I might as well just, you know, I don't know, skip it. So that's what ends up happening. So now, all right, by the time you do finally go to the doctor, it's been brewing. That infection is really, really bad. So for this study, researchers analyzed national data and found more than 58 million American workers were enrolled in an employer-sponsored insurance plan in 2016. The average deductible was $1,696 for single plans, a 10.1% increase from 2015, and the increases averaged $155. Premiums for individual coverage, on the other hand, rose about 2%, and premiums for individual coverage had already climbed 13% between 2012 and 2016. That's what I'm saying. The insurance, you know, the plans already jumped. Now, you guys have said, whoa. The average deductible was $1,696 for single plans. Okay, those are the deductibles I'm seeing in my area. Okay, in my neck of the woods, I'm seeing $10,000, $15,000 deductibles. Okay, so, you know, if you are lucky, you live in an area where your insurance is offering $1,600 deductibles, that's high, but it's not as bad as what I'm seeing in my neck of the woods. So, they say a high deductible plan is basically defined if your personal individual deductible is $1,300 and for a family it's over $2,600. And the funny thing is that's, you know, prior to 2008, that was considered high deductible plans. If you had a $1,000 deductible, that was considered a high deductible plan. I would kill to have a $1,000 deductible plan now for most people and patients that I had seen. So, they say the average deductibles for single plans range from a low of $988 in Hawaii to a high of $2,400 in New Hampshire. They say New Hampshire also had the highest percentage of workers enrolled in high deductible health plans, while Hawaii had the lowest. Now, again, these numbers don't make sense to me because when I go on our exchange, right, and we can't now because enrollment isn't open, but when I did the previous year, the deductibles were much, much bigger. Many of you have told me you have huge deductibles, much bigger than a $2,400 deductible. So I'm wondering if this is the deductible after the premiums have kicked in and the subsidies have kicked in. So if these are the premium subsidy Obamacare-friendly plans, they still stick. Now, all right, when we come back, we'll talk about what the next approach is from the GOP. All right, I guess it's called Health 202. That's not what they're calling it. But we're going to see, I guess, another attempt. I'm not very optimistic about it, but at least they're trying to do something. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so this is one last-ditch effort to appeal Obamacare, but what's very, very interesting is that this proposal is from Bill Cassidy, Republican of Louisiana, Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, and Dean Heller, Republican of Nevada. And Dean Heller had some issues with the previous health care bills. So having him a part of this Cassidy-Graham bill could mean that we may have more senators involved. We're also being told that Rand Paul may also come on board with this as well. All right, so the proposal essentially turns control of the healthcare markets over to the states. Rather than funding Medicaid and subsidies directly, they say that the money would be put into a block grant that a state could use to develop any healthcare system it wants. It also allows states to opt out of many ACA regulations. If you like Obamacare, you could keep it. Graham said. If you want to replace it, you can. So, you know, some people are concerned that there would be huge cuts in the ACA and the federal ACA spending. Now, the cuts, however, are something that had to happen. All right? You know, when Obama and Pelosi and Sebelius and Harry Reid, you know, pushed Obamacare through as quickly as they could, there was not a sunset, all right, which a lot of these bills have, where, you know, eventually the spending is going to have to subside. Okay? You know, eventually we're going to have to, figure out ways to fund it. But you, in this bill was like, okay, we're just going to spend this. And with all that spending, there was no other, shall we say, checks and balances solution or remedy for what happens if we spend too much. And so people are now concerned going, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to be cutting Medicaid spending. Well, Medicaid, when we expanded it, was never supposed to be a permanent thing. We were expanding it temporarily because the recession was so bad. I mean, aren't we wanting people to, you know, be able to have this as a safety net and then get back up on their feet? You know, when we have these healthcare programs, okay, it's not designed to look, okay, when you are 21 years old, you know, you can come and be on welfare and be on Medicaid, and we will take care of you the rest of your life. No, that's not the goal. The goal is, look, if you're 21 years old and you're having some problems, you can't find a job, and the recession is really, really bad, okay, and you're in trouble, we have this safety net for you until you're out of trouble again. Because if you don't have to worry about your health care, and if you're getting a little bit of income, that gives you a chance to get back on your feet. No, it doesn't work that way. All right, you know, once you get these benefits, it doesn't make a lot of sense to give them up. You know, why get a job where it's, you know, barely over minimum wage, bust your butt, when you can make similar money being on welfare, getting the food stamps, and, you know, being on Medicaid? It's more financially, it's more fiscally sound to do it that way. Now, of course, the government's going to make sure that you're not making money on the side. If you are making money on the side, you'll lose your benefits. But, you know, when somebody goes on Medicaid and finds this is a hell of a lot better option than Obamacare, they're going to want to stay on Medicaid, which was another kind of secret plan to the whole Affordable Care Act. The more people that end up on Medicaid, the more people that are not going to want to vote for there to be any change with the Medicaid. So having about, 72 million people currently using Medicaid? That's a lot of votes. That's 72 million. So from what we understand, Senator Phil Cassidy and Lindsey Graham think that they could rework the equation to secure the 55th vote for their measure. And remember, if they have a tie in the Senate, Vice President Mike Pence breaks a tie. That can move us closer to repealing and replacing Obamacare. Now, the Republicans have asked the Congressional Budget Office to rush a score of the Graham-Cassidy bill. And this is the bill that was confirmed by Mitch McConnell's office the other day. And McConnell plans to take kind of the temperature of this and, you know, over the next few days to see if this is something that could pass. From what we understand, they have only 2 weeks left to scrape together enough support because the budget reconciliation bill that they're going to be using expires at the end of the month. And that budget reconciliation bill prevents filibustering. So right now they think that they are at easily 48 or 49 Republican votes. So the key is getting that final vote. Now, so what about Senator John McCain? Okay? He says he actually favors this latest approach of block grants, letting the states decide, but wants to see the actual text first. And McCain is obviously a key figure on this because he, by the way, from what I understand, he's been grilling ribs and he's been looking really good considering he's been fighting brain cancer. Now, he's a tough cookie, this guy. So he was the one that kind of voted down no last time they tried to, push something through. So if he is on board, okay, that could be, you know, very positive. Now, why wouldn't the Democrats be for something like this? All right? If you have a Democratic state, let's say like California, and you want funding to, you know, decide what your state needs, because your state may need things differently than Arizona or Vermont. You know, why wouldn't you be for something like this? And the reason why is the Democrats have grouped together and say, look, if it's anti-Obamacare, we got to say no. Otherwise, all the sound bites during our election cycle and our campaigning is going to say that we were against Obamacare. So we can't look like we're agreeing with the Republicans. Here's the problem. Okay, let's get the whole idea of repealing and replacing Obamacare out of the whole verbiage, okay? Obamacare is the law of the land, and it may unfortunately persist to be the law of the land. And the Republicans, you know, push to, look, we just got to erase 8 years of the Obama presidency. You can't. It's in the history books. You can't erase Obama being president. He was there, okay? He made the ACA. You know, that's what he did. So, you know, saying, well, man, you know, we just don't want our healthcare system called Obamacare anymore. That's semantics. You don't have to call it Obamacare, right? The Affordable Care Act being out there, yeah, you could amend it, make revisions, etc. People are going to stop calling it Obamacare. If Hillary got into power, they weren't going to call it Obamacare. This is going to be her presidency. You think she'd want to hear Obama's name all the time when it's her presidency? So, you know, get that out of your head. Same thing with the Democrats. You know, trying to save and look like you back Obamacare is going to start becoming moot. It's not going to be relevant later. Okay? What everybody's goal should be is how to bring down these high deductibles. And they're a lot higher than that one study out of Minnesota, you know, discussed. I mean, you know, like I said, I'm seeing $15,000 deductibles, $20,000 deductibles. So bringing down the premiums, bringing down the deductibles, making sure we don't become defunct in terms of our Medicaid and Medicare funding, that should be a plan and a bipartisan plan. Now, maybe some liberals will say, no, 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 let's put more money into the ACA. You know, let's, you know, legislate more money going into this crappy bill. That I would be against. Whether I was Democrat or Republican, I would be very, very against that. But it's going, look, each state needs different things. Okay, let the states use their money as they wish. Okay, let them use programs. And if they don't spend it all, see, a big thing government does is if you don't spend your budget, then you get less money the next year. All right, so what do people do at the end of the year? They do all this spending, so they go, oh, you see, we needed the money. So, you know, I know how budgets work. I know how that works. It happens in business, too. So then what they should do is, look, any extra money that you have, you could put in your state treasury. You could use it for scholarships. You could use it for hospitals. You could use it for clinics. You could use it for programs. You could use it for, you know, whatever. And, you know, but, you know, it has to be health care related. Okay, and we will audit. And I think this could work. You know, the one thing about the government is it has no, you can't legislate what Kansas or Vermont need to do the same way that New York or California, their constituents are different. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Remember, we are in National Preparedness Month, so one of the best ways to prepare is to make your health a priority. And Lifeline Screening offers quick, easy, painless screenings, and they use ultrasound technology to evaluate your risk for stroke and heart disease. And all these tests, like for atrial fibrillation, peripheral vascular disease, stroke, osteoporosis, abdominal aortic aneurysm, all of these could be a part of an affordable screening package that starts at about like $149. And it gives you personalized results. You can bring them to your healthcare provider, and they can include them in your chart. Plus, these results give you some risk factor tips and what to do to decrease your risk. So call Lifeline Screening today at 1-888-815-LIFE. That's 1-888-815-LIFE. Getting these packages at about $149 is a lot cheaper than these high deductible packs using your high deductible insurance when you go to a regular medical facility. And I've had my testing done with them, and the equipment is amazing. Call Lifeline Screening at 888-815-LIFE to schedule an appointment today. That's 888-815-5433. Remember, with Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention is yours. All right? And in terms of prevention, we got another hurricane coming up, and we're going to be talking about Hurricane Maria now, which appears to be following the same path as Irma. All right. And the eastern seaboard is concerned about a nor'easter from Hurricane Jose that's been still lingering around the Atlantic. So let's start with Hurricane Maria. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says that Hurricane Maria has strengthened to a Category 3 storm and is heading toward the Caribbean. And rather than Irma just coasting off the northern part of Puerto Rico, they think this could be a direct hit. They say Maria was rapidly intensifying into a major hurricane. The eye is expected to move through the Leeward Islands later Monday. The storm center was about 60 miles east of Martinique. The maximum sustained winds was already at 120 miles per hour. And they say the storm is on its path that would take it near many of the same islands that Hurricane Irma wrecked and on towards Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, and Haiti. Hurricane warnings have been posted for Guadalupe, Dominica, St. Kitts, Nevis, Montserrat, Martinique. Tropical storm warning has been issued for Antigua, Barbuda, Saba, St. Eustatius, and St. Lucia. So, the other islands were warned to stay alert for changes in the storm, according to Daily Mail. Research or hurricane watches were set up in Puerto Rico, British Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands, and then St. Martin, shared by both French and Dutch, St. Barts, and Anguilla. Now, Hurricane Jose is continuing to still swirl off the East Coast, and it may bring heavy winds and rains for the middle of the week. We're being told that it could bring waves of at least 10 feet up the Carolinas throughout the eastern seaboard, hit cities like New York City and Boston with some heavy rain and winds. We're going to keep you guys posted on this. It's, you know, Jose making landfall this week. They're thinking maybe Monday or Tuesday. Could be some serious stuff. They think it could hit the eastern end of Long Island, the southeastern New England on either Wednesday or Thursday. It's not abutting closely the eastern seaboard now up the Carolinas, but the swells and the waves can be affecting all those cities and states up that eastern seaboard. They say there's going to be heavy winds and rain to the I-95 corridor. It's going to start becoming wet, obviously, with rain and winds, etc. Chance for flooding, accidents, issues with power outages, etc. Now, Maria, strengthening into a hurricane over the weekend, quickly ramping up to a Category 3 in less than 24 hours. It was a tropical storm, maybe 24, 48 hours prior, and then all of a sudden it went to a 1 and then a 3. So it is warming up, it is juicing up, and it is getting ready for another hit. So they think Leeward Islands Monday night and Tuesday morning, U.S. Virgin Islands Wednesday morning, Puerto Rico Thursday morning, Turks and Caicos Saturday morning. And then from there, it could dissipate or it could rejuvenate and then later move on to hit Florida. We don't know. So already they're starting to get Puerto Rico ready with shelters. Governor Ricardo Rossello said officials had prepared about 450 shelters with a capacity for nearly 68,000 people or even 125,000 people in an emergency. He said schools were canceled for Monday and government employees would work only a half day. Officials in the Dominican Republic urged that people to leave areas prone to flooding, and they said fishermen should remain in port, as opposed to going out there and fishing. You know, I don't know if you guys have seen these pictures, but wow. And, you know, just, you know, we don't trust the media in terms of thinking, ah, they're just going to show us the worst of the worst. And, you know, we saw some, you know, newscasters, you know, in, you know, you know, standing in like the thickest of the flood. And then when it panned out, you saw that it was dry all around, and they were in just, you know, an area of the street that was really, really flooded. You know, and it's because, look, the reporters can't be in the worst, most, dangerous areas when they report. So they have to find an area that gives you an example or a bird's eye view of what the situation is. But please do not underestimate what happened in Houston, what happened in, Florida. Now, we are being told that some pretty nasty stuff has happened. Hold on a second here. Some pretty nasty stuff has been going on since the aftermath of Hurricane Irma. We're hearing that supermarkets have been crawling with maggots. Looters have ransacked shelves. Families have been forced to live in lifeboat tents. And that's in the Caribbean island of St. Martin, where I was about a year ago. Really nice island. I mean, as industrialized as you could think. And St. Martin is a small island. It's a paradise island about 1,200 miles southeast of Miami, Florida. And it was hit pretty hard. And now it's a mess. All right. The island is pretty devastated, and Mail Online had visited the Le Grand Marc supermarket at Cole Bay. It's the biggest on the island, and they found post-apocalyptic scenes. Rancid meat was laying in the aisles, crawling with maggots. There were, you know, pools of stagnant water, rotting food, because, again, no power, so food is going to rot. 40 degrees Celsius heat. So you have high temperatures, 9,800 with, high humidity. It was reeking. And I'm looking at pictures right now. It's disgusting. And you see the maggots. I mean, they're like all over. I mean, they worked fast. Obviously there were looters and people ransacked, et cetera. You see people kind of living in tents. The aftermath of these unfortunately devastating hurricanes, once the floodwaters recede, is all the nasty pestilence, all the nasty bacteria and parasites and infectious disease. And, you know, of course, people are pretty dangerous people. You know, and so with the looting and the violence, and, you know, we hear that, we told you how, we were being told that there's not a lot of, shall we say, police presence on St. Martin, and that we were told that there were people running around with machetes, and, you know, a lot more violence had upticked because, again, you know, the first responders and the law enforcement that's already there, they're already taxed with, you know, everything that's going on. So, unfortunately, you know, people take advantage. And it's a shame because it's a great island. I was just there. The people are phenomenal. And, you know, that's what a hurricane does. So, you know, we hope and we pray that this next hurricane, Hurricane Maria, doesn't hit these, islands as well. And again, we are watching for Jose. I know it sounds like there's a lot of different, you know, things going on, but with Hurricane Jose, we're watching very closely to see what it could do to the northeastern seaboard that's not really prone to getting floods and winds and hurricane type weather. You know, the Long Island, and remember what happened with, previous storms. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Of course, if you want to help, contact the Red Cross, Salvation Army, Catholic Charities, Goodwill. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.